Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Northern Cheyenne rancher Sterling Small ponders why his calf crop wasn't what he'd hoped for and what he plans to do about it. For some weeks now, Sterling's been chewing over the old adage, your first loss is your best loss. It means that it's better to pay a small amount up front rather than a large amount down the line. It's really just a variation on paying the piper, or making hay while the sun shines, or basically getting stuff done when it needs to be done, even if it means spending money you haven't yet earned, which in agriculture is pretty much how it goes. It first occurred to him that there's real truth in the saying this spring when he discovered his fields choked with grasses and weeds, a result of corners he cut last summer in an effort to save cash. He wound up paying his custom farmer three times what he would have to do it right the first time. Then it was the heifers, the first-time mamas. Sterling's busy with his job in town, so he first noticed the problem when he moved his pairs, that's the moms and babies, onto grass.
I didn't have as many calves as I wanted to because I basically took this job, for one thing. And those heifers, you got to keep on them constantly. And so I didn't have as good a calf crop as I should have had. Well, there's out of 50 head there, I think I had about 39 calves.
He knows why it happened. It started when the bitter winter here in southeastern Montana ran long. And instead of buying his hungry heifers more hay, he turned them out.
And what had happened is just not being there, cattle, and all of that, I ran out of hay. So I had my cattle on my hay field next to the rosebud. And so these heifers were calving in the rosebud because they look for a safe place. And it's always they back up to a creek for some reason. That means I think a good handful of them drowned. Those calves, they'll have them next to the creek, and the calf will get up wobbly-legged, and then he'll fall in the creek. And so you can't calve cattle next to the creek. I know that, but nonetheless, that's what I did, trying to cut corners and not buy hay.
Sterling is overstretched. To keep his income steady, he works at the Indian Health Service in Lame Deer, a job that takes him away from his livestock all day. He also doesn't have his own calving facilities. Yet. He does have a plan, though.
What I'll be doing this summer is I've already purchased wood, and I'll be building my own corrals. That way I can calve my heifers right at my house. My heifers are calving over at my grandpa's, which is a couple miles down the creek, and his facilities are getting a little bit dilapidated, which makes it tough. And so I'll be calving my heifers next year right at my house so I can just walk outside and take a look at them.
Sterling's already bought about $3,500 worth of corral planks, about half of what he thinks he'll need to build a place his heifers can calve safely. He doesn't actually know how to build the thing, but with Sterling, a man gifted by God with stamina and confidence in equal measure, that doesn't matter at all.
Well, I don't really know how to do it exactly. I just gonna kind of go off pure instinct, I guess.
Next week, Sterling gets his cattle, his wrestlers, and his ropers ready for branding.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.